Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today on CityCast Philly, we're back with another midweek news roundup. We're talking about new drama regarding the FDR Park renovations, SEPTA's attempts to get people to stop smoking on the train. And we've got a news quiz for you. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Laura Benchoff, filling in for Trunanery. And here's what Philly's talking about. Joining me this week is CityCast Philly producer Abby Fritz. Good morning, Abby.
Hey, Laura.
Morning. And hey, Philly newsletter editor Asha Prahar. Morning, Asha.
Good morning.
Okay, let's get right into it. So in the past, we've interviewed both supporters and critics of this massive renovation project in FDR Park in South Philly. We'll have links to those previous episodes in our show notes. But this week, there were some pretty big updates on these renovations. Abby, can you catch me up?
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of start off, if people don't really know what the FDR Park plan is, according to the website, this is a partnership of the Philadelphia Parks and Recreation and Fairmount Park Conservancy. It's a $250+ million project with tons of goals, like building athletic fields and playgrounds, all on this 348-acre park in South Philly. So last week, a few things came up. I read in the Inquirer that 11 residents have filed a lawsuit in opposition to these plans to change the park, citing kind of a number of reasons like changing the wildlife and the wetlands and adding turf fields, which they say is violating the public trust doctrine, which, if you don't know, protects things like access to pure water and preservation of the environment. They also stated that for changes like this, there needs to be city council and court approval, which they haven't gotten in this case yet for the FDR Park plan. So the lawsuit is asking for an injunction, which is like a temporary pause on all the construction that has already started at the park, which I've seen out there.
I was going to say this is interesting because this renovation's been underway for like 2 years. It started in 2022. Mm-hmm. So the park already looks completely different than it did when they started.
Yeah, they're like unrecognizable in some parts.
Right. Not the whole thing, but yeah.
Particularly like the Meadows area, they've like bulldozed a lot. Mm-hmm. There's always construction out there. So yeah, they're trying to put a pause on that. But I don't know. This is like a blanket pause on all of the construction that's going to happen across the entire park.
Okay.
But we'll see. They would have to be granted that, which as of right now, they have not.
Okay. But their focus has really been on this area you mentioned, the Meadows, right? Which is this former kind of public golf course that was shut down and became a really beautiful wild space during the pandemic. What do they want to see happen there?
Yeah, totally. The city wants to put a variety of athletic courts, a picnic area, a playground, and even a parking lot in this area. But the people who have brought this lawsuit are trying to get it completely paused so that nothing will happen. They say this area has kind of become a sanctuary for residents. It turned into an area where people can hike and people can kind of be in nature. The golf course kind of just over the pandemic got overgrown and
it got rewild in there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they want to see it stay that way. And the city does not.
Got it. Okay, so this is a lawsuit that's been brought by critics, obviously, of this renovation. We've been hearing criticism of this plan kind of since the beginning, but there are also people who support this plan, right? People who want more athletic fields. What are they saying about this pause or about the idea that this plan should just sort of stop right in the middle?
Yeah, absolutely. There are supporters. And this was one of the two episodes we did back in 22 was on this, the supporters. We spoke with a youth sports president, Anthony Meadows, about how few athletic fields there are for kids in the city. And so, you know, they talk about how having more fields would really be helpful and could even spur not just more places for kids to practice, but they could also have tournaments there with the parking lot and all the infrastructure. So it would be something that a lot of people would get use out of. And there is considerable amount of support for.
And there was another news article that I think caught my eye, at least about the Meadows last week, too. Something about really old trees? What's going on there?
Yeah. So 2 days after this lawsuit was filed, the Zoning Board of Adjustments voted unanimously to approve the removal of 48 trees that were described in this WHYY article as healthy and large.
Okay.
So the interesting thing is these 48 trees are considered heritage trees, which the Enquirer defined as trees with some sort of unique ecological or a historical value. And they're protected. So the Philadelphia Parks and Recreation and Fairmount Park Conservancy had to ask for a special exception to cut them down, basically. So on top of these trees, they're also going to cut down 16 heritage trees that are dead or damaged or diseased, and then around 375 other trees.
Got it. Okay. So this is part of this big change in the landscape there, right?
Mm-hmm. They do plan to replace the ones they're cutting down with more than 1,000 saplings or like little baby trees. Mm. And in the place of the trees they're cutting down, this is where they're going to put the sports fields, courts, playgrounds, and a picnic area. As of right now, it's not clear if the injunction will pause the construction and pause the cutting down of these trees. They haven't cut them down yet, even though they've got the go. But we don't really even know the status of the suit so far. So all of these things could change in the coming days, but it's definitely continues to complicate this plan that has been changing FDR Park for the past couple years.
All right. Thanks, Abby. More recent news after the break. This is CityCast Philly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
All right, getting into another set of headlines recently. You may have noticed if you take the Market Frankford line or the Broad Street line that, you know, there's kind of a lot of people smoking either in the train cars or on the platforms. Personal anecdote here. The last time I took the Broad Street line, I, you know, was running to catch a train that was about to leave and jumped in a car and it was just like cloudy with weed smoke. And I was like, oh cool. This is what I'm signing up for.
Yeah, I was on the Broad Street line once going to a Sixers game. And I was basically like hopping cars at like every stop to try to find one that didn't like totally smell no. like some kind of smoke, whether it was like cigarette smoke, weed, something else. And I was successful in finding a car that where there wasn't someone actively smoking.
Congratulations.
But I wasn't really able to find one that didn't at least smell a little bit like smoke.
Yeah. Well, this has been a really big problem on SEPTA. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure we're all following this, but since the pandemic, you know, reports of kind of antisocial behavior, which includes smoking, have really risen mm-hmm. as ridership has gone down. And so there were articles last week in both Billy Penn and in the Philadelphia Inquirer just about what the transit agency has been doing to curb smoking. And there were a lot of really interesting stats in these articles just sort of about how bad it's gotten. Mm-hmm. For example, a SEPTA official told Billy Penn that we now see an average of about 260 customer smoking complaints a month. That's up from maybe dozens pre-COVID. And then according to the Enquirer, the number of annual smoking complaints tripled if you compare 2022 to 2019. And anecdotally, yeah, that feels absolutely true.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was interesting too in these articles is they sort of detailed how SEPTA is trying to evolve its plans to discourage smoking, right? So according to Billy Penn, SEPTA and the Philadelphia Department of Public Health have been collaborating on an anti-smoking campaign since 2022. They call it Respect the Ride. You may have seen some of these kind of corny signs around.
Yeah.
One of them that was quoted in the Enquirer article was, "Don't be a butthead, no smoking on SEPTA." And it's like, har, 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 har. But they're kind of evolving that campaign now into something they're calling Smoke-Free SEPTA. So maybe even a little bit more explicit. And according to the Inquirer article, that updated messaging is supposed to roll out this spring. And one of the most interesting things to me is, like, yes, they want to discourage people from smoking, but according to the Billy Penn article, that one of the intentions is actually to signal to non-smoking riders, like, hey, we're trying to do something about this. Like, we are trying to make the car safer and cleaner and more pleasant of an experience.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that, because you see those kind of corny dad jokey signs, yes, and you're like, yeah, now I'm never going to smoke again. Thank you.
Got
like,
me.
You've cured me. Yeah, exactly. But it does make sense for them to be like, hey, please, we're really trying. We're going to do something, we promise. Like, please keep riding, because they do need ridership to go up for, yes, these kind of antisocial behaviors to cease.
Yes. It's all a part of the same problem. And part of it is to get riders to report smoking. So they have a couple ways. If you see someone smoking where they're not supposed to, you can either report the smoking anonymously through the SEPTA Transit Watch app, or there is a SEPTA Transit Police number. You can text 215-234-1911. And basically you send in a tip. You know, according to both of these articles that I read, it's not like someone will show up immediately, but they use this to kind of track, okay, where are we getting the most smoking complaints? How do we assign our SEPTA transit officers to maybe be more present in areas where we get these complaints? So we can do something about it. And that was another part of what they're trying to do. In addition to messaging, SEPTA has a goal of adding 40 more officers, according to Billy Penn. And so they're trying to also sort of just staff up and have more kind of eyes on the train cars.
I wonder if this will work. Like, what do you guys think? Because it just seems like, oh yeah, like every time I've ever gone on the trains, I see people smoking something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just seems kind of almost like culturally accepted kind of now on the subway systems in Philly.
It's definitely normalized now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have seen their old campaign signs, like from the Respect the Ride. And I definitely, like, my reaction to them was like, is this actually going to stop anybody? Like, they're just kind of silly. Like, I don't know if SEPTA giving you a little laugh by being like, this isn't Route 420, or let's keep the train rolling, not the joints, is like going to stop people from like rolling a joint on the train. I don't know. But I did notice, I was doing a little social media dive into like some photos that people have posted of these signs. And one of the old, like, one of the Respect the Ride signs did say, like, don't complain about smoke, report it. Which kind of makes me wonder if, like what they're going to have on these new signs, and, like, if they're going to lean more into, like, oh, hey, this is a problem that you can report and we'll try to, like, fix it, versus, like, don't smoke to, like, people who, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that is really effective signage.
Yeah.
So I would be curious to see what directions they go with their messaging, and if that can help riders feel like they want to come back more regularly. Because I know, like, personally, I have sort of just stopped taking the trains except in like very narrow circumstances. So like, I'll like use the BSL if I'm trying to like go to something at the sports complex. But aside from that, like, I don't really use it. And I often take buses that just like are less convenient time-wise, and like might have more transfers, because I'm honestly just pretty like uncomfortable with like the level of air quality on the train.
And beyond it being just like uncomfortable, it's also like definitely like a health issue. People have asthma, people don't want to be around this. Like, I wear masks on the trains if I have to take them.
Me too.
For a variety of reasons, but definitely, you know, just for my peace, because I don't want to smell whatever smells are happening on the train.
Yeah. I also just wonder, it, like, I think one of you said, it's just become so normalized. And I don't think I realized that you can get a $25 ticket if you're caught smoking. And I think maybe there just hasn't been as much enforcement. I'm not sure about that. But if people do start getting tickets a lot and like the norm shifts, I could see something potentially changing. Because right now it feels like a lot of stuff happens on SEPTA and there's just like no consequences, or there's no like recourse for it.
Totally. I think sometimes people, it's just convenient. Like, they have the joint with them, they have the cigarette with them on the platform. They're just going to smoke it because they know there's no repercussions. But if there's some sort of actual penalty looming, it might actually help.
Yeah, TBD. We'll see if smoke-free SEPTA, you know, is achievable or not. All right. Time for a little news quiz. Asha, put me and Abby to the test. What are you going to quiz us on today?
Yeah, so I decided that we're going to try something new today instead of our trivia questions. I'm just going to try to quiz you a little on like current events. Have you guys ever like done news quizzes before?
Yeah, like on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Yeah, so I'm basically just going to ask you about some current events in Philly. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Should we just call out the answer if we know it?
Yeah, go for it. There's one of these questions is multiple choice. So if you want to just wait for me to read this off, I'll let you know before I ask the question. But otherwise, you can just call it out.
Cool.
Sweet.
So first question. The Philadelphia Parking Authority recently stated that they're going to be cracking down on sidewalk parking starting in May to help mm-hmm. make sidewalks more navigable for people with disabilities. How much is the fine for sidewalk parking outside of Center City?
Oh, shoot. That's a great question.
I read this article. Is it like $35?
It's more.
$50?
I feel like it's like $80 for some reason. But maybe I'm thinking of like parking in handicapped spots.
Yeah, you might be. So it's $51.
$51.
So you're really close, okay. Lara.
Okay.
Outside of Center City. In Center City, it's $76. Mm-hmm. And this is according to the Inquirer. They did a story on this last week.
Nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Glad to see it.
Don't do it. That's suspensey.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So next question, we're going to look back a little at the weekend. So on Saturday, there was a pro-Palestine march in Philly to observe Land Day and call for an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. The demonstration happened on a highway. And my question for you is, which highway?
676, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
I feel like that's where all the protests go. It's like a very contained area to try to cut off traffic.
And it's like close to Broad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can march there from Broad, which a lot of protests do.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. So it was on I-676. And according to the Inquirer, around 70 of the demonstrators were arrested.
Wow.
Wow. That's a big protest.
So next question. Two Philly food businesses were forced to close in 2022 because of severe fire damage. One of them just reopened this week, and the other is targeting May 1st for its reopening. What are the two businesses?
I know one.
So, yeah, I know May 1st is Jim.
Yes.
Jim's Steaks is reopening
on South Street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very excited. I mean, The business that was damaged right next to it, or no, this was a different. You're talking about two food businesses?
Two food businesses specifically.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if I know the other one. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I might not know this one, Asha.
You might have stumped us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wow. Look at us.
Okay, so I'm actually really, really pumped about this one reopening. Mm-hmm. It's Center City Pretzel Co. on Washington Ave in South Philly.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
They had a fire?
They had a fire back in 2022. I believe it was in September. It was after the Jim's fire had happened. Mm-hmm. And they have been working on reopening for the last 18 months. And their first day back was April 1st, Monday.
Wow.
So I'm like super excited to go back and get those pretzels because like their pretzels are like so cheap. You can get so many and they're so good. Like mm-hmm. I love this place. So super excited for them to be back.
Nice. Well, we got that 50% right.
Yeah, yeah. I figured that one was probably a little bit of like a deeper cut than Jim's because I know a lot of people have been talking about Jim's. Yeah, so next question is looking ahead. So Philadelphia will be hosting WWE's WrestleMania 40 from Thursday through Monday. Mm-hmm. It's like this big international event, so there are going to be people coming from all over the world. How many arriving passengers is Philadelphia International Airport expecting to see on Thursday and Friday? This one's multiple choice.
Okay, so yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, good.
Your options are A, 32,000, B, 50,000, C, 65,500, D, 85,500.
I'm guessing the biggest number. There's a lot of people expected to come. I'm going 85.
I feel like it's the 65,500 one.
All right.
All right. So Lara got it. It's 85,500.
Oh, nice.
Yes. According to the Philadelphia Business Journal. Yeah, this is a huge event. There are going to be like tons and tons of people going to this stuff.
Get ready. If you're in Center City, it's going to be WrestleMania everywhere, I guess.
Yep. The convention center is hosting a convention type thing like every day. Mm-hmm. And then South Philly is also going to have a ton at the sports complex. So get ready.
Wow. My gosh, I hope I see some wrestlers just like hanging out, like walking around.
Maybe.
Got to find the bar where they all go to afterwards.
Cool. Well, thank you for quizzing us, Asha. I hope we did well enough for you. If not, you know, make the questions easier next time.
I think you guys did a great job.
Thank you. I think we did too.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good job, everybody.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. All right. That was our Hey Philly newsletter editor, Asha Prahar. Thank you so much for quizzing us.
Of course.
And our CityCast Philly producer, Abby Fritz.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
All right. We'll have links to all of the stories that we mentioned in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this news roundup and news quiz, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Philly. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.